Okay, so as any parent knows, the word balance is a loose term. Whether you're working a full-time job, starting a business, or working as a stay-at-home parent, you always sort of feel like you're on a seesaw that literally goes up and down all day. Sometimes you're on top, doing all the things, feeling like you're conquering life, but more often than not, your seesaw is down on the ground, heavily weighted by the responsibilities of the day. Quite the picture I'm painting, huh? In this episode, I'm getting real about parenting and how to start or grow a business if you also have tiny humans you're responsible for growing too.
Welcome to Start Your Sustainable Fashion Brand. I'm Shannon Lohr, the founder and CEO of Factory 45, the online business school for sustainable fashion brands. Whether you're looking for business strategy, marketing tips, or a 10-minute pep talk, this is the podcast for fashion entrepreneurs who want to take action, pursue their passion, and make waves in the fashion industry. Let's get started.
So, a little personal background if you don't know me, I've been an entrepreneur for 13 years and I've been a mom for 5 years. I had been running my current business, Factory 45, for 4 years before I had my son. Before I became a mom, I had the luxury of time. My days truly felt endless. I could take a noon work break to go to yoga. I could meet a friend for lunch if I wanted to. I could end the workday early and go to happy hour with my husband. Worst case scenario, I could always just hop back on my computer at night if a work task didn't get done during the day. And then motherhood happened. And let me tell you, the days still felt endless, but for a completely different reason. In the early days, I was lucky if I got a shower. But as my son got older and eventually went to daycare and then preschool, my days started to feel a lot shorter. I had between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. to get everything done before he came home from school. And I started to get really good at time management because I had to, which actually became a silver lining of parenthood. I learned to prioritize. I got more efficient at identifying what needs to get done in the workday versus what would be nice to get done but isn't really necessary. Parenthood was also great for my perfectionism. I no longer had the luxury of trying to make everything perfect, so my mantra became, done is better than perfect, which is really a crucial lesson for any entrepreneur, whether you have kids or not. Parenting forces you to make the most use of your time. Before having kids, I could let 3 tasks take the entire day. Now those 3 tasks take a couple of hours. Here's another silver lining of having less time due to the demands of having children. You learn to find what I call the in-between time. The procrastinator in me used to love to saturate my to-do list with the tiniest tasks. I was the queen of the daily long list. Write an email to that person. Change the link on my Instagram profile. Pay that credit card bill, write a caption. These are all things that take around the same time to write on a to-do list as they do to just complete them in the moment. Becoming a mom has helped me make the most use of the in-between time by getting things done when I think of them instead of waiting. When I had my daughter back in April, I spent the first few months after my maternity leave getting everything done for the day in 4 45-minute naps. So I would put her down in her crib, I'd open my computer, and I'd focus on completing just 1 task during that 45-minute block that she was sleeping. So first nap of the day, you know, answer any pressing questions or review requests from my team. Second nap of the day, write a podcast episode. Third nap of the day, write Instagram captions for the week and review our social media calendar. Fourth nap of the day, tie up loose ends for the day and answer some emails. To be fair, this never would have worked with my son. He was a disastrous napper, but this is just to say, if you have a textbook baby who will nap, this worked for me. is this start and stop whiplash throughout the day ideal? Probably not. You can't really get into a flow state, right? But when you're an entrepreneur and a parent, you have to figure out how to optimize your time in either spurts or in blocks of time when you know you won't be interrupted. You could say the same for starting a business while working a full-time job. The key there is also finding the in-between time or blocking off your nights and weekends, depending on what else you have going on in your life. That's all to say, despite the obvious challenges of having kids and trying to start a business, there are some ways in which parenthood is helpful for entrepreneurship. And I will also say that you'll get better with practice. Just like anything, the time management will feel hard at first, but eventually you'll find a rhythm and a routine that works in your favor. And that's exactly what I've observed through the entrepreneurs I've worked with in Factory 45, actually. The most successful graduates to launch their brands are often parents. There is some very strong mom energy within Factory 45. We have a lot of women in the program whose kids are starting elementary school and they suddenly have some free time back. And they are the ones who have already usually mastered time management, so they know how to get things done. And after, you know, 6 years of having kids at home to wrangle, they really have a new appreciation for their newfound freedom and they want to make the most out of it. I love working with other moms for that reason. You know, we don't overthink, we tackle the task at hand, and we get it all done before school pickup. I would be remiss to not mention, though, that help is required. It would be very difficult to run the business that I do without other caregivers around to help me. And that's why it's so important to have your partner on board and supportive of your entrepreneurial goals. Starting and running a business takes time. Hopefully that's not like news to anyone, but you are going to have to lean on your partner to free up some of your time so that you can work on your brand. If they're not supportive of your business goals, then that's when resentment can start to build, as well as feelings of inequity in the relationship. So it's definitely a conversation worth having and continuing to have before and throughout your entrepreneurial journey. My husband is 110% the co-parent I need him to be. And in the early days of motherhood, we also had both sets of our parents around to help out, you know, before my son started daycare when he was really, really little. Now that my son is 5 and in preschool and we have our 9-month-old daughter, we also have the help of a full-time nanny at our house. So yes, it's expensive. And yes, there is privilege that comes with having that level of help. That's probably a conversation for another day. But my point is, in whatever capacity you can get it, there is some help required. Unless, of course, you're Superwoman. And I know some of you are. So to sum it up, prioritizing is a non-negotiable, which means you also have to say no to things. Find the in-between time. Try to get one thing done in the blocks of time available to you. And get help wherever you can find it. Maybe it's grandparent help. Maybe it's a full-time nanny if you're lucky. Maybe it's daycare. Maybe it's your partner. Or maybe it's just a twice weekly play date with a neighbor. Get the help. Ask for the help wherever you can find it. If you're interested in hearing more about how other entrepreneurs balance parenting and entrepreneurship, join us for the Fashion Business Summit on January 26th. Natalie Freed, founder of MSL Bags, will be talking about the challenges and silver linings of raising kids while starting her product line. You can register to attend the summit for free at factory45.co/summit. The link is in the show notes below. This is the industry event to kick off 2023 as a fashion entrepreneur, so I hope to see you there.